Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation with Samuel Bodman, the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Commerce. And joining us in our conversation is Tom Romeo.
Sam, as Deputy Secretary, you're a member of the President's Management Council. Could you tell us a little bit about the Council and its purpose, activities, and goals?
I'd be happy to, Tom. The Council is made up of my counterparts from each of the departments, as well as the head of the, if you will, the service agencies that serve the various departments and serve the President. So we would have there the deputies from the 20 or so operating departments that are members of the Council, as well as the head of GSA, the head of OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, as well as the deputies from OMB, and in particular that the council is managed by the deputy for management from the Office of Management and Budget, Mark Everson, and the PMC meets monthly and it provides really a forum for the deputies to discuss progress being made, challenges, barriers, obstacles for the implementation of the President's management agenda. In other words, the PMC is really about management and about what we're all collectively trying to do within our individual departments. There are subgroups that worry about many individual initiatives. Kay Coles James, who runs OPM, is in charge of the subcommittee on human capital. We have a subcommittee on eGov, and that I happen to spend time on. So we work on also at the subcommittee level. There's also an executive committee of the PMC, a group of five or six of us that meet also roughly once a month in order to set agendas and make sure that we're dealing with all the issues that we should be. That we should be tackling. It also has served as a very effective social organization, in the sense that the deputies have gotten to know one another. And so if I have a problem in an individual agency, I know my counterpart there. I've spent time with him or her, and it's easy to pick up the phone and talk to somebody that I've worked with and come to know a bit personally. So that's also been a very effective outcome of all this.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up, because I was going to ask you about a number of the initiatives you described would seem to be broader than just the Department of Commerce. How do you manage? What are the management challenges working across the agencies?
I can tell you this, that the President insists upon running a unified team, and he has encouraged us to work together. As I mentioned early in the game, he got all the deputies there and gave us some marching orders. He has a very interesting way of phrasing it. In addition to that, he said, in his view, and I believe he's right, the American citizen, the typical American citizen, does not differentiate between a political appointee and a career employee in the government. From a citizen standpoint, everybody's the same. And I think that's correct. So we work very hard on trying to integrate and run the entire government in an effective way. The PMC plays a very active role in that regard. A good example might be thinking a bit about the climate change research that is carried out throughout the government. The President has a very specific results-oriented vision that he has for protecting our environment, and he has a program that he wants us to carry out to meet the challenges and goals that he's set forth. We have over 12, I think it's either 13 or 14, federal agencies that are working together on the science of climate change. Now think about that, 13 different agencies. It's a real challenge. And they are working under the leadership of a cabinet-level committee that is headed by Secretary Evans and Secretary Abraham from Commerce and from Energy to set priorities for where we ought to make additional investments in climate change. And then below that, we have a series of other committees. I happen to chair these days the so-called Interagency Working Group on Climate Change Science and Technology, and where we have representatives of all these 13 different departments, everybody from NASA to NOAA to Energy Department, Agriculture, and so forth, all of whom have research going on in climate change, different aspects of it. And I alternate that, the chairmanship, up until the end of last year. Bob Card over at Energy was the chairman, and then I took on for him during this calendar 03. So that's how we go about it. We try to get people together and try to be inclusive. And there again, it's a little bit similar to the answer when we were talking about managing internationally. It just takes time, and it, you know, it takes face time, and it takes effort.
On that same topic of interaction with other agencies, one agency that's on most people's minds today is Homeland Security. What will the Department of Commerce's role be in Homeland Security?
Tom, that's a very good question. Obviously, it's on the minds of both our citizens as well as those of us working in government. A number of Commerce bureaus are working actively with the new department on Homeland Security issues. And I would expect this kind of cooperation between the these two departments will continue in the future. One of our bureaus is the Bureau of Industry and Security, or BIS, which is responsible for licensing exports of sensitive dual-use items and technologies. These are items that could be used. They have perfectly legitimate civilian uses, but they also could be used as chemical weapons or nuclear weapons or biological weapons or advanced conventional weapons, some computer systems, for example. They have been working with Homeland Security. They, in turn, have a subsidiary activity that is involved in looking at critical infrastructure. That activity has actually been moved from Commerce over to the Homeland Security Office, but we continue to work closely with our former colleagues there. NOAA has observation systems and forecasting abilities. So if we were attacked with some kind of microbe or chemical that was dispensed in the air, we've got the skills and the capability of doing micrometeorological forecasting so that we would know where and when and how to deal with such an attack. NOAA also does monitoring of harbors, and we have a lot of expertise, a lot of data on what the floor of harbors and entrances to harbors look like. And so we can go in and check, has something been changed? Do we have items, perhaps explosives or something, that have been put in a harbor that weren't there before? And so NOAA is very active in that. And then lastly, NIST, the Institute of Standards and Technology, are the experts on setting standards. And they certified, for example, the radiation dosage that was necessary to irradiate the male following the anthrax attacks. They're conducting the investigation on the structural causes for the collapse of the two World Trade Center buildings. We've got samples out in Gaithersburg, and they're doing the work on it. They also are experts in biometrics and some of the new technologies that might be used in screening people and keeping databases of individuals. So there are all manner of activities, and we would expect the continuation of a good relationship with the new department.
Our final question, Sam, today is, what advice would you give to a person, perhaps a young person, interested in a career in public service?
That's an interesting question for someone who's come from almost all of his time in the private sector. The first to bear in mind that when you work in public service, you really do have an additional component, I think, of your motivation, that you're here for the good of all. I think having individuals remind themselves of that and understand that when they come in, you have to understand when you come into federal service that you are working in an immensely large organization, and any immensely large organization is going to be imperfect in the way it manages itself. So you will find at times, as a government employee, a public service employee in the federal government, in any event, I imagine it's true in the state and some local governments as well, we have gone to such lengths to make certain that we provide for checks and balances in our system that at times it makes the going very slow on getting decisions made. I was used to in the private sector a situation, especially when I was the chairman and I could make a decision. When I made a decision, it didn't always get done, but usually it did. When you come to the federal government, you know, even the president's not in charge of many decisions because the president can recommend, but it's really up to Congress to appropriate the money. And so you're in a, it's very important to bear in mind that you're in a large, a complex organization that is in fact here for the greater good, but it is likely to be slower going than you would like it to be. And so therefore having patience is a very important component of it. I would add that one of the things I've found since I came here is an enormous number of highly skilled, highly dedicated, highly capable career employees who are really here for the right reason. They're here to serve our country. And that's been a very heartwarming and very positive part of my experience in government.
That's a good ending point. Thank you, Sam, for joining us today. Tom and I want to thank you for fitting us into your very busy schedule.
I'm delighted to be here. I would remind any listener that I've given the websites, the World Wide Web, commerce.gov, is a very active website. It covers all manner of activities, including NOAA's activity. Or you can go directly to the NOAA website, which is quite a dandy place to explore, is the place that I like to go for actually a little recreation. They have a lot of interesting and scientifically challenging jobs there that they do, and they're described well on that website.
Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Samuel Bodman, Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Commerce. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.